Welcome to this week's episode of Warren's World right here on 91.1 WEDM.
Hey guys, and welcome back to another podcast episode of Warren's World. I am here today with the Photography Club member, Elizabeth.
Hi.
How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So I'm just going to be talking to you all about your experience and all the favorite things that you kind of like about Photography Club. So to really kick this off, my first question is, what made you want to get involved in Photography Club? Like, was it a friend that recommended it, or you just actually like photography because that's something you're interested in?
Yeah, I've always loved photography. So freshman year, I heard about the club and I just came to the call out, and I actually didn't join till sophomore year. But yeah, I've really loved photography ever since my dad got this camera. It's the same camera I have now. It's really small, but I just started using it and experimenting, and I just really like capturing moments of life.
Yeah.
It's just really fun. And I think it's something that kind of comes naturally to me. So that's cool.
Yeah. Same for me. I love like capturing moments because it's like it's much easier just to want to, you know, be in the moment, but you also want to capture the moment as well.
Yeah.
So and my other question is, would you ever see yourself taking photography as a profession?
Yeah, definitely. I'd actually really like to if money wasn't an issue. But
yeah,
I've thought about, I mean, I've kind of started trying to like put myself out there with photography and like create a brand. And I love to start shooting weddings and senior photos and stuff.
Yeah.
And hopefully I can make that kind of like a side job.
Yeah, that'd be a really good side job. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, yeah, I would. Yeah, that's kind of the dream, to have to make money off of it. Even more of a dream would be to like be a photographer for National Geographic or
that'd
something.
Be great.
Yeah,
I can imagine that. I mean, that goes a long way, but I feel like not just any photographer. You want to actually be a specific type of photographer, if that's what you wanted, you know.
Yeah, I prefer like creative photography. I'm not too big on shooting events, but that's kind of how you have to start to get money.
Yeah,
but
right.
I would love to be able to do gigs like for magazines and stuff, especially if you're like paid to get to travel. That's
yeah,
the coolest.
I love traveling. That's like for me, the idea of traveling, but I love to like photograph like my moments and stuff. So, and my third question is, if you could see yourself 10 years from now, how would you be able to use this skill in your day-to-day life in the future?
I definitely see myself still taking photos in 10 years. I think photography is always going to be something that I'll carry with me and enjoy. Maybe I'll do different forms of photography, like the skills you use in photography, such as composition and analyzing visual effects, can be used in a variety of different skills, like cinematography or painting or even literature or writing. It can be used in all sorts of things. And so, yeah, I'll think I'll carry those things with me. And also, the Photographers Club has kind of taught me how to prioritize my time with like editing photos and getting them in on time, and also just being more outgoing, I guess, because sometimes taking photos, I'll be like, I'll do things I wouldn't usually do to get a photo.
Yeah, it just takes the extra, you know, push, because it's like it's cool to be in your comfort zone. I mean, it is, but it's so much more out there than your comfort zone, because there's, you know, so much more to experience with. And do you have any favorite photographers? Like on Instagram or like anything?
Yeah, I wish I could remember. I follow some really cool people on Instagram. One of the users, I forget her name, but her user is like a monaris, like Monaris.
Mm-hmm.
I really love her pictures, and I'm not so familiar with a bunch of photographers. I should be, but
yeah. Okay.
Ansel Adams is like one of the most famous, and he has good photos.
And do you have any favorite cameras or like equipment you like to use to like create a good picture, or, you know?
The camera I've been using is a Nikon J1. I'd like to upgrade it. Well, I've used a T6 before and I really like that. So that would probably be my favorite. And as far as equipment goes, I haven't really tried out many different lenses, but I'd like to, and yeah.
You're good. And also, this is kind of my personal question. How would you say you started out, from how you compare yourself from, you know, then to now? Would you say you like developed like your shooting skills, or like the way you use equipment, or?
Yeah, I definitely think I've grown in my shooting skills, especially I've taken some classes here in the Career Center. Before I took a class, my composition skills weren't as good, but mostly now I know how to shoot manually, so I can control the exposure and the lighting myself, and that's it's definitely been helpful. And also, I think I've gotten better at interacting with my subjects. Yeah. Kind of like I said earlier, kind of photography kind of takes you on an adventure sometimes, like going out and getting your shots. And I've gotten braver with kind of approaching people and taking photos of them and that sort of stuff.
Well, that's good, because at least you've known you've grown, like, your confidence within yourself and your confidence in with taking photos of people and talking to your subjects. And another question is, how would you describe your experience with being involved in photography club? Like, can you describe it a little bit? Or
yeah, it's being in the club has definitely grown my confidence, and it's so cool to be a part of a show, a real gallery, because we do a show every year in the Bonna Thompson Center in Irvington. So it's really great experience, and you're with other people who are passionate about photography, so it kind of forces you to grow that way. And also I think it's just changed me as a person, kind of, because I'm in a leadership position in the club. Mm-hmm. So I kind of stretch myself that way, and to not only think critically about my photos but also all of the clubs, to try to help them out.
Yeah. Would you ever recommend this club for anybody, or like the classes you've been in, would you ever recommend that to a friend who's like, who likes videography or like taking pictures? Or
definitely I would first recommend taking classes at the same time or before the club, but if you have a passion for photography, you should definitely join the club, because we want as many people as we can who have a passion. And the class is really good for learning actual composition skills and how to control your camera. So that knowledge is great, but it's not imperative. But just if you have a passion for it, the club is definitely a great way to use your interest and talent and grow it.
Alrighty. Thank you for joining in today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
No problem. Alrighty, guys. And other than that, now I'm going to go ahead and send it over to Davion's Warren's World.
This is 91.1 WEDM. This is a new edition of Warren's World. And today our special guest is
Mr. Green, academic coach for class of 2020.
Okay, and we're here to talk to you basically about your administration up to transferring up to being with seniors instead of juniors today. And basically, we're here to focus on what are you going to do when you go into the senior class?
Well, my role is support for the counselors and for the administrators. And so what we're trying to do is make sure that students are on track to graduate. And I'm here to provide any academic needs that they need in order to make that transition easy or easier, and to find out the best path for them to graduate and to go not only from Warren but the college of their choice or whatever vocational or anything that they're looking for their future.
Okay, and my question is, what is the plans for the senior schedules? For example, like if you had to change like attendance rules or anything.
Well, there are no really plans for changing schedules right now, except for seniors have an option to graduate early if they have enough credits. We're going away from, the only change that we're going away from is that you can't do half days anymore unless it's special circumstances.
Okay.
And so typically my advice to you is, if you were a person that were going to go half days, I would say that you should go to summer school and try to graduate early in January would be the path I would go on.
Okay. Is there any things you think that maybe you might need to change for behaviors too as well? Because, you know, there's always a lot of issues every year with seniors, okay, saying I can miss days, it's not going to affect me, I can have attendance. Like, would you take away, like, their graduation or anything?
No, I support whatever our administration and our school board policies are. There's a reason why there's a committee of people who make those rules, and the rules that are made are upheld by everyone here, and they're made with students in mind and students' safety in mind to protect them. So whatever changes they want to make, I support 100%.
Okay, and what's the toughest problem you have to deal with juniors that you want to fix when you deal with seniors?
The toughest problem I have so far is just making sure that students see the path to graduation.
Okay.
So sometimes, depending on where they're at credit-wise and things like that, making sure that they finish what they started and getting them their educational needs.
What about dress code?
What do you mean, what about dress code?
Like, what would be a change if you had to or if you was able to?
Well, again, with dress codes and any rules, I think that I agree totally with the policies that we have in place. And if they feel like there's anything that needs to change due to safety or to protect students in any way, then I would be for that.
Okay. And the last question is basically, if people were getting in trouble, you know, would anything affect them, seniors? Like, no more of attendance-wise, but behavior-wise. Like, would their graduation be on the line?
I don't know. I don't know how to answer that. I think every case is an individual case. And I think that, again, I would support the people that are in charge, because I think it's fair here. And I agree with how they handle discipline. Yes. So maybe, but I don't know really how to answer that question.
Okay, well, this wraps us up for our Ones World. Thank you for coming here, Mr. Green, to talk about this. This will help us with a lot of students and teachers and also our one community around us for when this goes on there. So we appreciate that. And this is a wrap-up of 91.1 WEDM Warren's World.
That'll do it for Davion's Warren's World. Now on to Camry with Polar Bear.
So welcome to Warren's World, and it's Camry here. And today with me I have...
Marietta Williams.
And Rebecca Doherty.
Okay, and today we're going to be talking about the Polar Bear Running Club here at Warren Central. So tell me a little bit about the Polar Bear Running Club. What do you do? I know you run, but do you do anything besides that?
We actually do a lot of stuff, a lot of different things. We do weights once a week, and we run almost every single day except once a week, mm-hmm. and we do swimming.
And we do, like, bonding exercises.
Like, what type of bonding do you do?
We had a Christmas party.
Yeah.
Like Secret Santa?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And, like, what was there? Was there eggnog? No, there was some kind of cider. And
like apple cider or something?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Just little stuff.
Just okay. Got together and talked.
So do you hang out over the weekends or just during the school week or...
Nah. Kind of depends.
Yeah. Mm.
Not really, though.
Okay, so how can, like, somebody like me, if I wanted to join, how can I join the club?
Well, we don't really have a call-out meeting. Mm. It's more for between track and cross-country.
Okay.
So if you do one of those...
you can join.
Yeah, or if someone, usually someone tells you about it,
okay,
then you'll know about it and then be able to go out.
So what times do you... get together and run or lift weights?
Right after school to 5 o'clock usually.
Or 5:30. You can go late.
So do you have meets or anything like that? Like how you do in track or cross country?
It's a little complicated. So Polar Bear is like the preseason two track. So basically we start running indoor meets, mm-hmm. that don't actually count towards the school right now. Not until like 3 more weeks, I'd say, mm-hmm. or another week.
Probably about mid March is when. Or maybe a little bit before that is when the actual season starts.
Okay. So how many members do you have already?
Maybe 10.
10?
8.
10 to 8.
Yeah.
Okay. So what made you join the Polar Bear Running Club?
We both ran cross country and track, and that's kind of expected of you. If you run cross country, usually you run track.
It's just about the training and staying fit through the winter season.
Yeah.
So you run outside and even in like negative?
Yeah.
No.
It's up to you. Like yesterday was really cold, but we had the choice to run like 10 minutes outside or if you wanted to do it inside.
So. Oh, okay.
But yeah, usually workouts are inside, and then like our longer runs are usually outside if it's warm enough.
Like how far do you run if you run outside? Like two?
Usually we do, well, last year we did miles, but this year we do minutes.
Mm.
So like anywhere between like 25 to 40 minutes.
For a long run, it's more like...
Long run, it's a lot longer.
Like an hour.
Yeah, 40 minutes to an hour.
Okay, so do you have any, like, pre-music that you listen to before you run out in the cold, or is anything that gets you hype before?
Not usually during practice.
Like a meet, or...
Yes. That song by Cardi B, and I don't remember who else sings it, Backing It Up, is that what it is?
Backing It Up, yeah, yes. I like that song.
That gets me going. And Moves by Big Sean.
Okay. I like that song too. Do you got me?
Not really.
Okay. So what advice would you give somebody that's wanting to join and not really wanting to put themselves out there just yet?
If you want to join, it's kind of fun because if you're a beginner, you're not going to be running like
a lot.
Yeah, mm-hmm. the first day. And if you don't want to be like out of shape, because winter time is when Christmas and Thanksgiving and Valentine's Day, like all this stuff is going on. So if you want to keep your weight down and have that nice body come prom season, then I'd say join. And okay. It's just fun.
Basically what she said? Okay. So what commitments do you have to make? Like eating right or drinking right or try to like just anything like that?
I would say you have to commit, at least try to come every day after school, depending on what our schedule is. And you have to commit to be there for about 2 hours.
Or more?
A little bit more. Usually, most girls get out about 4:50, 5 o'clock.
Okay.
But if you have a longer run, it might be a bit after that.
Okay.
But you also have to commit to, you know, trying to eat healthy, getting the right amount of sleep, drinking enough throughout the day, that kind of thing. You should at least.
Or your Saturdays. Or like that, what was it, take a stand thing? Like if you're an athlete, some of the things that you have to do.
Like, I take a stand on this or.
No, like the.
The MLK thing.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So sometimes you have to stay for other sports things or like sacrifice your Saturday morning for a practice.
Ooh. Or a meet. Sometimes we have Friday meets during track season, at least indoor season.
Okay, so how long, what's the earliest that you might run on like a Saturday or something?
Well, when we have practice, I think the earliest we've ever had a Saturday practice is 8. Mm-hmm. But like during when we have meets, it's usually a bit earlier.
Like 6?
Depending on just where the meet is. Mm-hmm. Like for cross country, it might be like 6, 7 Ooh. O'clock.
Yeah. That's a little early.
And then at 5.
Yeah, 5? There was one at 5. Yeah. But it was like an hour and a half away. So just depends.
Okay. Well, thank you for coming on.
Marietta
and
Rebecca.
So thank you for being here and thank you for listening here on This Warren's World. Bye, guys. Coming up next is These Warren's World, so stay tuned.
What up, what up, you guys? This is your girl, D. In for the wait. We do this every time. This isn't on air. This is Warren's World. Cute intro. I don't have an intro. We do this every time. Let's get to it. I'm here interviewing a wonderful young lady who's a part of Newspaper. What is your name?
My name is JoJo Montgomery, short for Drayless.
Oh, your name is so pretty.
Thank you.
I saw it when I was emailing you to get you down here, and I was like, wait, I don't know how to like pronounce that. Oh, crap. But okay. So, what grade are you in?
I'm a junior.
Really? Class of 2020? Are you excited?
Yes and no. I like the school too much to leave, but like, I do so much here that I want to leave.
Okay, so you are a part of the newspaper team, right?
Yes.
So how did you wind up doing newspaper?
Well, honestly, me and my best friend, Elise Terhune, we wanted to have a class together, so we decided journalism. And then while I was in the class, I was like, wow, this is really interesting. And then I got like further into it, like writing and all of that. And then I was just like, wow, I really like this media thing. I like writing. I like being places, taking pictures, knowing all the news around really the Warrior Nation and like just covering events. It's just something that you kind of grow into liking a lot and like you just don't see yourself without it.
Wow. Well, I remember we had that class together. I was thrown into it mid-semester, didn't know anything, but still had to, like, hit the ground running. Mr. Hab was a teacher.
Very interesting.
Was a wonderful teacher.
He pushed you in all the cool ways.
Yeah. What is one thing that you took away from taking journalism?
One thing I took away was really what you write and how people interpret it. Like it really helps you writing like in English, because then whenever you read your pieces of journalism out loud and you realize this type of ways that people are going to interpret your own words, you really have to put them together the right way. So it really helps you with communication, because if you're like, oh, the dog is going to go walk across the street, but you said the dog walked on the pedestrian walk, they don't know that like it's across the street.
So you have to basically write things in a way that you know everyone would be able to understand. Huh, that's actually, that's pretty cool. I never would have said pedestrian walk, but that's pretty cool. How long have you been on newspaper?
This is my second year. Yeah, second year.
So you said that you like knowing what's going on in the Warrior State, like Warrior Nation. I swear I can speak English. How do you do it? How do you get this information?
Well, really, for newspaper, what we do is that we sketch out a whole plan on a board where we're all sitting around a board and we're all talking about what's happening in the Warrior Nation.
Mm-hmm.
And then we sketch out all of our plans, we brainstorm, and then we erase what's not going on pages. Then from there, we kind of like assign and sort who's picking what stories. Mm-hmm. And then from there, we contact sources, write our stories, and then we put it on a page.
Nice. How long does that take you?
That takes about a month, but we didn't have a January issue, so we had 5 weeks this month.
Nice. Nice. So, is journalism something that you would want to do after high school?
Journalism is definitely an option, but for me, it's more like what I want to do in life, ultimately, is become a lawyer. And journalism really helps with the law because then that's how you use evidence. You gather sources from actual people, which are kind of like your witnesses, and then you build a case, like in law, but your case in journalism would be a story angle. How are you going to write this story? How do you want people to feel whenever you type out this story? So for law, it's like, okay, how am I going to piece together these evidences? How am I going to use these witnesses to say what I want them to say to have this jury feel this way?
Huh, that's actually really, I've never thought of it that way. So you basically are using journalism as a way to like gain experience for lawyering.
Yes.
That is dope. You are instantly on like my top 10 people that I've interviewed. Like, whoa, I never thought of it in that manner. Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Wow. Okay. You said that you've been in journalism for 2 years?
Yes.
Well, newspaper.
Newspaper.
Like, what is your favorite thing that you got to cover?
Favorite thing that I got to cover? Wow. That's a good question. I mean, I did a Pink Week spread that I really liked, but then I also did one on Justin Britt, who is like a really good football player who tore his ACL after the second game of his senior season. So, I did a story on that, and that was pretty cool because of how strongly people felt about him.
Mm-hmm.
And how they were like, yeah, it was crazy. And like getting people's emotions and not involving mine own. So like writing how everybody felt down, I was like, wow, people really care for this guy and stuff like that. But, yeah, I think that is my favorite one. Yeah.
So, you have a year to go before you graduate.
Yes.
What is one thing that you would want your past you to understand about newspaper?
My past me to understand about newspaper is that it's not as hard as you think it is. Just go for it. Because, like, whenever you first write a story, it's really scary. And whenever you continue to write stories, it's scary. Because then you have an advisor just, like, looking at your stories and being like, oh, can she write or not? And for me, I was like, I don't know if I can write. I've never wrote a journalism piece. But then whenever I first wrote it, I was like, ah, this is probably trash. But you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to submit it. And then whenever I did, like, all the edits came back because everybody looks at your piece. So that's whenever I was like, oh, so this is easier than I thought. It's just get out of your head about it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're a good writer. Everyone can be a good writer because it goes through multiple eyes and they're going to tell you what you're doing right and what you're doing wrong. So really just calm down and write your pieces. Get on top of your work. Don't not go to events.
Okay. Also, what is something that you would want to tell the class coming in to be newspaper, a part of the newspaper, like family of sorts? Are you guys like a family?
Yeah, because we have, this week is production week, which is we work 5 weeks to make our paper, but production week is whenever all the stories are written and now we're putting them onto pages to get printed Thursday, Friday, and then I pick them up morning on Friday. But basically the production nights are Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. We stay Monday, Tuesday until like 8:30, so right after school until 8:30. So it's literally like a job. We're putting stuff on pages, But the thing is, we're teenagers. So, like, we have music going. Like, sometimes we're just too focused where we just like, pop up. We start screaming and we start singing. And then we're just happy. And then on Wednesday, we get pizza from Pasquale's, who is one of our sponsors. And we just hang around. We have a lot of fun. We listen to the same music because we have this one music rule, so everybody's involved. You can change the music. You can request it to be changed. But only one person plays it. And then we all, like, sing along. We all dance. We all get, like, delirious with each other. And then we all finish a paper. So, yeah, it's really, even though that people, even if they don't seem like the type of people you would hang out with, spending that much time with each other, it's inevitable. You're going to start liking somebody.
Well, that brings me back to the question I asked before I asked this. What would you tell the upcoming, like, newspaper writer people? Oh, wow.
The newspaper staff members?
Yeah.
I would just say that writing stories isn't as hard as it seems. Because I know that a lot of people struggle with writing at first because it's not like an English paper. It's not like a research paper. So a lot of people are scared of writing at first, but it's just like what you were writing in the journalism class because you have to take journalism before mm-hmm. you go into newspaper. It's the exact same thing. Just calm your nerves. People are going to see it. You're not just going to write. We're not just going to slap your first draft onto a page. We're going to help you. And if you need help, we'll help you. So it's just not being scared to ask for help and be social. I mean, sure, even if you are kind of like an introvert, we're going to find an extrovert in you. So, yeah.
Okay, last question. Mm-hmm. What is something that taking this class helped you learn about yourself?
Taking this class, it made me learn that my thoughts are a lot more put together than I thought they were. Because usually if I have to write about one topic, I just start rambling. And just taking this class helped me put everything together and put all my thoughts together for one central idea. So it's just learning how to talk and flow and write without people getting confused. And it just helps. It helped me understand how good I'm actually at. Whoa. It helped me explain. No, it helped me understand that I'm actually really good at explaining things. It's just I have to take the time to know how to explain it.
Mm-hmm. You have to take the time to process it.
Yes.
Well, it was nice having you on this, Warren's
World. Thanks for having me.
You are an absolutely wonderful person.
Thanks.
Just want you to know that.
Thank you.
Well, that's all for today. See you later, strangers. You want to say bye?
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this week's Warren's World right here on 91.1 WEDM.